Chovas Halvavas, Shara Bechina thought, Wednesday night. Okay. You ever saw peacock's feathers? They're very pretty. They're beautiful. But the latest pieces of research by scientists has revealed that there's a very specific design in the patterns of colors in the feathers. Chinese scientists have discovered a mechanism that this tiny hairs in peacock feathers that filter and reflect different wavelengths of light. So the color is not coming from the pigment of the feathers, but it's mamish coming because it's mesudar how the light hits the feathers, and that creates the different colors in a very ordered, structured way. The scientists used electron microscopes to reveal the bases of the colors on the feathers. In other words, it's not pigmentation, it's not color. They examined the microhairs that are in the peacock. Under the microscope, they encountered a design. They have a picture of the design, and it's like lattice, meaning it's like, crisscross. That's what does lattice mean? Like mice oreg, is lattice work?
Right.
It has rods made of melanin, a protein, bound together with keratin, another protein. And these two-dimensional structures, each with a width hundreds of times thinner than a human hair, were arranged one behind the other, and the spaces between these pieces and the dimensions and shapes of these spaces leads to light being reflected at slightly different angles, and that's the variation in color in the peacock. In other words, it's structured very bedafka. The spaces between the lattices, the lattice work, which has these proteins, it's very structured, and like, maybe it's, I don't know, it doesn't say if it's like small, bigger, but it's very, very mesudar. And that's it all reflects light at slightly different angles to one another, and that's why you have this great variation of color. There's no pigment in those parts of the feather that have the colors. The color, for example, of human hair comes from pigment. That means I guess something that creates colors, pigmentation.
So every hair is identical to every other hair in terms of the color?
In a person?
No, in the peacock.
No, it's all different, but it's still structured.
It's different.
It's created by light refraction, because that's the chiddush. It's created by the light.
But the hair per se is identical, it's just how thin it is.
It's not the hair of the feathers. In the feather, there are micro hairs.
Right.
That have in the micro hairs these two rods made up of protein, and they are what creates these crystals, this lattice work, and they're ordered and spaced in such a way that the light refracts off of them, and they will create all of the colors. Yeah. Okay.